scary movie you can watch on this Friday the 13th from every decade, starting from the 30s up to the present. Should be fun. But right now, it's 7 o'clock. Time for news. News and timeless hits. WRJN. We're seeking
ocean. This is the CBS News World News Roundup, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. No deal for union machinists at Boeing.
They think that we're going to roll over and the first contract that they're going to give us, we're going to accept. Well, that's a damn lie.
33,000 workers in Washington state walked out overnight, bringing production of best-selling jets like the MAX 727 to a standstill.
Union President John Holden announced the tally.
They voted to strike by 96%.
Holden says it's been a long time coming.
It's really what has happened to our members at the Boeing company, by leadership of this company, for close to 20 years.
Boeing says it remains committed to resetting our relationship with our employees and the union. Christopher Cruz, CBS News.
A near miss on the runway at the airport in Nashville. CBS's Maurice Dubois.
An Alaska Airlines pilot was forced to slam on the brakes at nearly 120 miles per hour at abort takeoff. The tires on the Alaska Airlines jet blew out. No injuries reported, though. The FAA says the Southwest plane had been cleared to cross the same runway that Alaska Airlines says it had clearance for from air traffic control.
An investigation is underway. Kamala Harris had been pushing for it after her performance Tuesday night.
We owe it to the voters to have another debate.
But Donald Trump made the announcement in Tucson.
There will be no third debate.
The two are back on the campaign trail today. The former president has scheduled a news conference at a golf course near L.A. Harris makes stops in Pennsylvania. A rude awakening for hundreds of thousands of low-income people who thought they were getting cash handouts.
The online ad for Enhance Health promises to deliver health insurance plans starting at $0 a month. Facebook ads, since removed by parent company Meta, seemed to promise cash for daily expenses. Yet, when the customers called the numbers listed, they were signed up for government-subsidized health insurance instead, and the cash never materialized. A dozen firms, including Enhance Health, are now the target of a class action lawsuit after more than 200,000 complaints about unauthorized signups. Vicki Barker, CBS News.
In Israel today, families of hostages still being held in Gaza, along with supporters, wrapped chains around themselves and blocked a bridge in central Tel Aviv, demanding the government do more to secure their release. In Istanbul, the body of a Turkish-American activist transferred for burial tomorrow. She was killed by an Israeli soldier in the West Bank as a protest against Jewish settlement expansion there wound down. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
WRJN News is brought to you by Prosser's Premium RV Outlet in Sturtevant. Voted Wisconsin's best RV dealer. Lowest prices ever right now. ProsserRV.com.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. The rescuers needed rescuing in Kenosha County. During the search operation for a missing scuba diver in Lake Michigan, the Kenosha County Dive Rescue Team's boat unexpectedly sank. That forced the evacuation of 8 crew members. The Coast Guard rescued all of them. The boat went down after what officials described a, quote, catastrophic event. The boat sank in about 65 feet of water. 8 pets were rescued from a house fire on Rapids Drive in Racine Wednesday night. The fire was first seen in a first-floor window and was put out within about 15 minutes of the department getting there. No one was home at the time and no injuries were reported. Investigators do note that there were no working smoke alarms in the home. Damage estimates are at around $60,000. He's listed as likely to win re-election. However, Congressman Brian Stiles' opponent went on the record yesterday to try and change that trajectory. Peter Barca held a virtual press call accusing Stiles of endangering retirees' benefits by, quote, aligning with extreme agendas and refusing to support bipartisan bills. A concerned constituent on the call expressed worry that Stiles' re-election could jeopardize retirement security. Larry Sabato's crystal ball ratings still has the first as a likely Republican win. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Attention RV enthusiasts. The end of summer RV liquidation sale at Prosser's Premium RV Outlet in Sturtevant means prices are the lowest ever. More than 150 new motorhomes and campers, Class A, B, C, toy haulers, bunkhouses, fifth wheels, travel trailers, teardrops, and more. There's something for everyone. Trades welcome, no reasonable offer refused. Lowest prices in the country on in-stock inventory. Your journey awaits. Call 262-898-2610 or visit ProsserRV.com.
History is made for the Brewers' youngest player. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cuska with sports, filling in for Mike Clemens. Jackson Churio became the first 20-year-old to hit 20 home runs and steal 20 bases in a season during Milwaukee's 3-0 win over San Francisco Thursday night. Milwaukee leads the NL Central by 9 games with 16 games to play. The Brewers are in Arizona this weekend for a 3-game series beginning tonight. The Green Bay Packers take on Indianapolis this Sunday, and they'll be starting Malik Willis at quarterback with Jordan Love out of action with an MCL sprain. Head coach Matt LaFleur said that even with Love out, he expects the team to come together to win against Indianapolis on Sunday.
Everybody has their own focus, and it's to do their job at the best of their ability and whatever they're asked to do. And I think they've embraced that challenge. I think they'll embrace their roles, and I think they'll stick together and rally around each other.
Both the Packers and Colts are looking for their first win. Filling in for Mike Clemens, I'm Jimmy Cuska with Civic Media Sports.
WRJN Sports with Mike Clemens is sponsored hourly by Pottawatomie Hotel Casino. Learn more online at paysbig.com.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. Partly sunny today, a high near 77 degrees. For tonight, mostly cloudy, lows around 67. Partly sunny and highs in the upper 70s on Saturday. Saturday night, mostly cloudy, lows around 67. Slight chance of a shower Sunday, a high near 80.
It's 67 right now.
My wife's always buying stuff online. We're taking in shipments every day. We got boxes coming in our house. Everywhere I go, front door, back door, trunk of the car. They're everywhere. You know, Google Earth, like the Street View photos, they refresh every few months. Every time, there's boxes on my porch. She sends stuff to her office and launders it through the work bag. Just playing a huge shell game with me. I don't know what's coming or going, you know? So I was like, I'm returning that. That's for someone else. Like, how much is this? I don't know. I got that a long time ago. Before currency? What are you talking about? How much was it? She can never answer that question, you know? Like, are those new shoes? Yeah, how much are those? They were 30% off. Oh, is that how much they were? Let me jot that down in our ledger.
Yeah.
the background singers in that song only say baby, baby? For the whole 2 minutes and 27 seconds, all they say is baby, baby. I could do that. Diana Ross and the Supremes, Where Did Our Love Go? Local news and timeless hits at WRJN. Guess what's coming to the Racine Theater Guild beginning tonight? It's Murder on the Orient Express. Yeah, blizzard strikes on a dark, stormy night, stranding a train on the tracks. Inside a luxury coach, a murder has occurred behind a locked door. But how? Renowned detective Hercule Poirot must investigate the treachery and intrigue before the killer strikes again. A train full of suspects and notebooks worth of alibis. It's a fast-paced whodunit that goes off the rails with glamour, scheming, and plenty of sleuthing. And yes, his name is pronounced Hercule Poirot. Yeah, I learned that by watching enough Agatha Christie movies. Murder on the Orient Express begins tonight at the Racine Theater Guild. I've got a pair of tickets for next Friday night's performance, September 20th at 7:30 p.m. You want to win them? All right. If you haven't won anything in the past 30 days, give us a call right now, 262-634-9756, 262-634-WRJN. And hi, what's your first name?
John.
John, you want to go see Murder on the Orient Express?
Oh, I'd love to.
Do you think you know who did it already?
We're guessing.
It's usually the beautiful woman on the train.
Oh, okay.
But I don't know. I don't remember who did it. I have tickets for the 28th, but your tickets are going to be, you have a pair of tickets coming your way for next Friday night, September 20th, 7:30 p.m. at the Racine Theater Guild. Sounds like a lot of fun, doesn't it?
Oh, it does.
All right.
I always like going to the Racine Theater Guild.
Oh, what a what a great theater. What a and the acting is just superb. We had Doug Incidence, the director of this show, in the other day, and he said it's going to be spectacular on stage with a train and everything. So you should have a good time. It's John, right?
Yes.
Okay, John, hold on the line. Don't go anywhere. Stay right where you are. Got to get some information from you. All right, Murder on the Orient Express. Congratulations to John winning our last pair of tickets to see it at the Racine Theater Guild next Friday, September 20th. Linda Ronstadt with her first group, the Stone Ponies, 712 at WRJN, different drum.
You and I travel to the beat of a different drum. Oh, can't you tell by the way I run? Every time you make eyes at me, whoa, you cry and moan and say it will work out. But honey, child,
Radio Park to the county fairgrounds in Union Grove and beyond. Local news and timeless hits.
Jan and Dean, local news and timeless hits at WRJN. We appreciate you joining us here on this Friday the 13th. Coming up in just a moment, we'll talk to Dick Rosseffo about the high school football game of the week on WRJN tonight. Well, the company that makes Roomba has some good news for you. They're guaranteeing that their new model is able to detect and avoid solid pet waste, so their robot vacuums will no longer track disgusting messes throughout the house. That is good news.
Fountain Hills Apartment in Racine has an incredibly rare opening of a one-bedroom apartment with a special extended 15-month lease. Fountain Hills in Mount Pleasant was named number one for senior living by senioradvisor.com. With amenities like on-site management and heated parking, Fountain Hills' top priority is safety with a locked lobby and thorough cleaning. Grab this rare one-bedroom apartment today at fountainhillsapartments.com or call 262-886-9200 right away.
Searching for the best pizza in Racine? Head straight to Ferraro's, where pizza has been their passion for over 50 years. Classic pizzas, golden fried chicken, hot sandwiches, calzones. Ferraro's has your lunch and dinner cravings covered. September presents a limited time flavor pack special. The Philly cheese steak pizza, creamy Alfredo sauce, tender chopped beef, and melted provolone topped with fresh onions and green peppers. Slide on by for the best pizza pie at Ferraro's. Meacham Road, just north of Taylor Avenue.
Your home for local news for 97 years. Now, timeless hits, too, and all of your favorite sports. Now that the Packers are back, we've got every game covered right through the playoffs. Follow the Brewers in their push to the postseason. We carry Badgers and local high school sports, too. And when it comes to recaps and reviews, Mike Clemens reports on all the games hourly, every weekday. Brought to you by Pottawatomie Hotel and Casino. Local news, timeless hits, and all the big league sports on WRJN.
Today is WRJN Big Deal of the Day. 50% savings at Von Hassel Jewelers in downtown Racine. The holiday season will be here before you know it, so save big today on a beautiful necklace, engagement ring, or other fine jewelry for that special someone. Looking for a one-of-a-kind piece? Von Hassel Jewelers has been designing and crafting custom certified jewelry for over 20 years. Go to WRJN.com, click on the Big Deals tab, and purchase $100 gift certificates for just $50. Today only at WRJN Big Deals.
Get ready to go for the green or gold with Civic Media's new Text to Win contest. When you go for the green or gold, you could win $100 cash, gold jewelry, and be entered to win our grand prize, two indoor club-level seats to see the green and gold in Green Bay. Woo! Download the free Civic Media app and get ready to text in for your first chance to win in this statewide contest starting Monday, September 16th. Get ready to go for the green or gold with your local Civic Media radio station.
Bringing a house of pain.
Backside pressure, down he goes. Inside the 30-yard line.
To a game day near you.
Picked off by Wisconsin, and the Badgers win it.
That's how you create a program. That's how you create a team.
Join us Saturday. It's a non-conference showdown against Alabama. Our coverage begins at 9 a.m. on your home for Wisconsin football. The Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
Local news and timeless hits. It's our renewed commitment to Racine. For 97 years, people have depended on WRJN for local news, and we continue that tradition hourly every weekday. Now, along with Brewers, Badgers, Packers, Bucks, and high school sports, WRJN features the timeless hits that lifts everyone's spirits. Hometown Radio Refreshed with local news and timeless hits.
WRJN. So what a weekend. Tomorrow, we've got Alabama playing the Badgers, 9 a.m. Breakfast of the Badgers here on WRJ. And the Colts will be playing the Packers Sunday, Breakfast of the Packers at 10 a.m. But before that all starts, we've got high school football to kick off this weekend. And Dick Rosseffo is here. He's our play-by-play guy for high school sports on WRJN. And good morning, Dick.
Good morning, Don. How are you?
Good. Big game tonight. Beloit Memorial at Union Grove. I told you, it's my wife's alma mater. And looking for a good game tonight. Beautiful weather for this game. Cloudy, a little overcast, but 67 degrees. Perfect football weather.
Yeah, should be nice weather tonight. And Union Grove is playing Beloit Memorial tonight. Beloit just entering the conference last season, left the Big Eight, where all the Madison schools are in, last year and came over to the Southern Lakes. So starting a new rivalry with Union Grove. They've only played the one time last year. Beloit Memorial won by a field goal, 24-21. But looking for a good game tonight from the Union Grove Broncos.
You know, the thing is, too, you say, well, they lost last year, Union Grove, but it's a whole new football team because you have new players constantly filtering through high school football. It's not like the pros where you can have the same exact team every year. With high school football, new people filter in all the time. So, you know, Beloit Memorial and Union Grove, different teams playing all the time, right?
Yes, and absolutely the Broncos from Union Grove have quite a few returning letter winners from last year, so where Beloit Memorial's got to replace several players. So very good point that you brought up.
Yeah, and, you know, I used to love – our high school games, I told you last week, were on Saturday afternoons. We didn't play on Friday nights. But I used to love it in the fall. We had a big field at our high school, a lot of seats. And you couldn't even hear anything because the screaming was so loud. But it was fun. It was a great time. You'd spot your teachers in the stands. For the first time, they weren't wearing suits and ties and dresses. Mm-hmm. They were dressed like the rest of us. And we were the Bisons. So everybody had, you know, Buffalo Bisons on their shirts. And we had a big rivalry in our town. We had two high schools in town. And every year it was the big game between the two high schools. The 4 years I was in high school, we won every time.
Wow.
So that was
very
good. Yeah, that's a good feeling. Where did you go to high school?
I went to Racine St. Catharines.
Oh, so you're a local yokel. Okay. All right.
Oh, very, very much so. My whole life.
Now, are you carrying any Racine Catharines games this year? I'm looking over the schedule here.
No, actually, we probably won't catch them until play. We'll have them. They're a state-ranked team, and they'll be in the playoffs, so we'll catch them.
All right, so quick review. Tonight's game, give us the stats, what we're looking for in this game tonight. And is there a favorite team tonight?
Well, if I was going to pick one, I think I would pick Union Grove. Like I said, you look at the records, Beloit Memorial's undefeated, but Union Grove's played a much tougher three games so far, so I expect them to rebound. And again, with several returning players at key positions, my favorite team would be probably the Broncos tonight.
Yeah. Here's a football fun fact for you, Dick. The worst shutout loss in NFL regular season history came back in 1934. The Cincinnati Reds football team lost to the Philadelphia Eagles 64-0. And you say, wait a second, I never heard of the Cincinnati Reds football team. After that loss, the Reds were kicked out of the league and never played again.
Wow.
Yeah. 64. How do you kick a team out of the league for having one bad game?
Yeah.
Anyway, tonight's game, pregame is 6:30 with Dick Graceffa. Game time, 7 o'clock, back on WRJN after 2 weeks of the Badgers and the Packers on a Friday night. We're going to have high school football tonight again. Beloit Memorial at Union Grove, pregame 6:30, game time, 7 o'clock here on WRJN. Dick, have a good game tonight.
Thanks, Don. Have a good day.
Okay, bye-bye. Dick Graceffa. Hey, it's time now for Paul Harvey and the rest of the story right here on WRJN.
The rest of the story. Vince, remember that name, Vince, anxiously fingered the trigger of the shotgun. A little patience, that's all it would take. In no time, his quarry would be passing at point-blank range. The early evening breeze rustled the leaves overhead, and a calm descended upon the woods near Bessemer, Alabama. Still plenty of light, Vince thought, as he crouched in the heavy brush. Don't rush it. Take your time. One clean shot would do it. No need to waste the second shell. And then, sure enough, there he was, at the edge of the trees, approaching the clearing, 40 yards in closing. Quiet now, don't give yourself away. The shotgun safely disengaged with a faint click. Vince's prey stopped in his tracks. The head turned to listen. What keen ears, Vince thought, as he froze in position. But the weapon was poised now, the barrel extended, aimed dead at the brain of the 15-year-old boy. And Vince the hunter, age 12. And this is the rest of the story. Vince Edward was headed for prison from the day he could crawl. He wanted excuses. He had excuses. Absentee father, poverty, matching set of anger. But the truth was that Vince was just plain bad, a hoodlum and a bully. For fun, he sometimes hammered pigs to death with a stick or hurled rocks through the windows of passing cars. He routinely beat up neighborhood youngsters and once almost bludgeoned his cousin to death with a baseball bat, his girl cousin. So now here he is at the age of 12. He's shooting pool at a local recreation center. He gets in a shoving match with an older, bigger boy. Vince is not used to being pushed around, but this time he does get pushed around. He gets pushed right out the rec hall door. Humiliated, he runs home, grabs his mother's shotgun, and heads out for the woods near the other boy's house. No question in Vince's mind, he's going to kill the other boy. And that's where you met him 2 minutes ago. The other boy was dead in the shotgun sights, and Vince's forefinger was squeezing down on the trigger. And yet, just at that moment, the other boy, still unaware that he's being stalked, steps behind a tree. Big, fat-trunked tree. And thus he remains mostly obscured from view until he's safely inside his own home. I can't say what it was that turned Vince's life around. Maybe it was the time some while afterward when his fed-up mother beat him with an electrical extension cord in one hand and a .38 revolver in the other. But I can tell you this with certainty, that somewhere in Bessemer, Alabama, grows a tree, a big old tree with a fat trunk, that made all the difference. When one sundown, not so many years ago, it was all that stood between two boys and oblivion. You know that first boy, Vince. Vincent Edward Jackson. Only you know that superstar athlete as Bo Jackson. And now you know the rest of the story.
Hey, to learn how your business can be a sponsor of one of the most popular shows ever to air on WRGN, call us during business hours, 262-634-3311, 262-634-3311. You can be one of four category exclusive businesses to sponsor Paul Harvey and the rest of the story. Our next Paul Harvey and the rest of the story coming up with Cindy Huber this afternoon, 1205 here at WRGN. It's exactly 7:30. Let's check the news with Stuart.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. The rescuers needed rescuing in Kenosha County. During the search operation for a missing scuba diver in Lake Michigan, the Kenosha County Dive Rescue Team's boat unexpectedly sank. That forced the evacuation of 8 crew members. The Coast Guard rescued all of them. The boat went down after what officials described a, quote, catastrophic event. The boat sank in about 65 feet of water. 8 pets were rescued from a house fire on Rapids Drive in Racine Wednesday night. The fire was first seen in a first-floor window and was put out within about 15 minutes of the department getting there. No one was home at the time and no injuries were reported. Investigators do note that there were no working smoke alarms in the home. Damage estimates are at around $60,000. He's listed as likely to win re-election. However, Congressman Brian Stiles' opponent went on the record yesterday to try and change that trajectory. Peter Barca held a virtual press call accusing Style of endangering retirees' benefits by, quote, aligning with extreme agendas and refusing to support bipartisan bills. A concerned constituent on the call expressed worry that Style's reelection could jeopardize retirement security. Larry Sabato's crystal ball ratings still has the first as a likely Republican win. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Blue tongue is a disease that you may not hear much about here, but over in Europe, they are starting to have issues with it. I'm Ben Jarbo with the Midwest Farm Report, and Jenny Wackershauser, a broker analyst from EverAg, explains what blue tongue is and how it's being spread. And we'll have that story for you right after this message.
Curious about how to eliminate weeds in organic vegetable farming? Get answers at the Oats Organic Weed Control Workshop, co-hosted with Marble Seed on September 19th in Athens, Wisconsin. Farm owner Cad Becker and organic weed control expert Sam Tilton will guide participants through the many vegetable weeding tool options available. You'll tour the farm learning about weed ecology and how to adjust your approach to match field conditions. Visit organicagronomy.org to register and secure your spot today.
Welcome back. Now let's hear what Jenny Wackershauser has to say about blue tongue.
We've been watching blue tongue reports out of Europe for a little while, and blue tongue, similar to bird flu, is insect-borne. It is not transmittable animal to animal. I think they get outbreaks of this every once in a while, as depending on when the situations get kind of perfect. It goes to ruminant animals and manifests similar to what we're seeing in bird flu. Drop in milk production. They're seeing cows not bouncing back, some abortions of calves, things that may cause them to need to call them early out of a herd, and just struggling to ramp up milk production for them as well.
Although blue tongue cannot be passed from animal to animal, it is still something to be worried about for a herd, as explained by Jenny Wackershauser. This disease currently has no cure, and a lot of times cattle, when infected, are asymptomatic. For the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Ben Jarbo, and we'll take a look at the markets right after this.
Are crumbling roads making your job difficult? The Agricultural Road Improvement Program is a resource that can help. Applications are now open and will close on September 30th. Help your local town or county apply for this valuable investment in local roadways by filling out the Farmer Support Form, now available at WFBF.com. Wisconsin Farm Bureau, the trusted voice leading Wisconsin agriculture forward.
Welcome back. I'm Ben Jarbo with the Midwest Farm Report. Now let's take a look at the markets from Chicago. December corn contracts are starting off the day at 409.5, up 3.5. November soybean contracts are starting off at 1013, up 2.25. December wheat's starting trading at 583.25, up 4.75. Class 3 milk contracts for October remaining even at 2382 100 weight. And Class 3 milk contracts for November are down 3 cents at 2315 100 weight. Barrels of cheese closed out the day yesterday at 243.5, up 5 cents. 40-pound blocks of cheese started down 3.5 at 228. And butter finished the day down 9 cents at 308.5. For the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Ben Jarbo.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. Partly sunny today, a high near 77 degrees. For tonight, mostly cloudy, lows around 67. Partly sunny and highs in the upper 70s on Saturday. Saturday night, mostly cloudy, lows around 67. Slight chance of a shower Sunday, a high near 80.
Currently, 66 degrees.
I saw this ad for this Tempur-Pedic bed on TV. Have you seen this thing? I'll tell you about it anyways. I don't even care. They start off the ad with this testimonial. This guy comes on, he's like, I slept for 6 hours, but it felt like 8. It's like, that's just a lie, right there. That's not a time machine, you know? Slept for 6 hours. They don't do that in other ads. Like, hey, you like this car? It gets like 2,000 miles to the gallon. Does it really? No, no. But it feels like it could, maybe. You know, if you're going down a hill or something, there's a wind and stuff. You never know, it's not exact science. We don't know. And then they do this test, like they take a glass of wine and they set it on the bed, and then they jump up and down on the bed and the wine doesn't spill. And I was like, is that part of anybody's bedtime ritual? At all? Anybody like, well, time for bed, where's my glass of red wine? I'll just sit on the end of the bed here where there's no chance it'll spill. Oh, I've spilled my red wine. Clearly I need a new bed. There's no way a nightstand's gonna fix this problem.
Yeah. And good morning. It's 7:36, Friday the 13th. And with us now is Brett Hoffman from Marcus Theaters. Good morning, Brett. Good to have you back.
Good morning, Don.
Okay. We've got three new movies, including one that's really gonna grab the attention of people here in Wisconsin. Let's kick it off. What do we have?
Well, the first one is Speak No Evil. This is a psychological thriller starring James McAvoy. It is getting some tremendous results on Rotten Tomatoes, a 90% certified rating from the critics and 87% from the audience. And this one will terrify you. This is about an American family, and they decide to spend time with some new friends that they've met and their family out in the countryside at their spacious abode. And when they get there, of course, they find out that things might not exactly be right. And they might need to escape. They might need to figure out what's going on. But Speak No Evil, it's a tremendous success. It's a thriller that people are loving. So go out and check this one out if you like thrillers. And James, let me tell you, James McAvoy is just awesome, as you'd think he would be in this movie.
All right. Scary movie. I would love to go see it, but getting my wife to go see a scary movie is tough. But what do we have next?
The next one is A Killer's Game. This is an action. It's a comedy. It's kind of a thriller. It stars Dave Bautista, and he stars as this veteran assassin who's diagnosed with a life-threatening illness. So he actually authorizes a kill on himself. However, while this is going on, he realizes that the people that are coming after him are actually going after his ex-girlfriend, and he can't have that. So obviously, he must defend her, he must set things right, and he must do what he needs to do. It's an action movie by all standards, and this one is called A Killer's Game, starring Dave Bautista and released by Lionsgate. And then our last one to everyone in Wisconsin. And let me tell you, this is my recommendation for everyone because I just saw this at the Wisconsin premiere and I loved it. There is a local movie called Just a Bit Outside, the story of the 1982 Milwaukee Brewers. The director is a man by the name of Sean Hennish. And he was actually an usher in the early 80s at the Westtown Cinema in Brookfield, Wisconsin. So he worked for Marcus Theaters. He knew Marcus Theaters well. And here he is coming back involved, directing and producing this project, Just a Bit Outside, the story of the 1982 Brewers. So let me tell you a little bit about this movie. It's a documentary about this miracle season that happened, about all the turmoil that happened, because a lot of people don't know. The Brewers didn't start out that great in 1982, and they had to turn it around. And there was turmoil, and there was things going on in Milwaukee with the economy. And everything was just right and prime for the story. The documentary features Bob Uecker, Pete Yukovich, Robin Yount, Rob Fingers, Paul Molitor, Ted Simmons, Bud Selig, Ben Ogilvy, Jim Gantner. Everyone tells their side of the story. It comes together as a narrative, and it's beautiful. I'll tell you, I thought that I knew the story of the 1982 Milwaukee Brewers, and I think everyone thinks they do, but this documentary really puts into perspective about our team, our only Brewers team that went to the World Series quite some time ago. This is a very special movie. It is playing this week. It is playing throughout Wisconsin, including at the Renaissance. And I'd really encourage anyone to check it out. Baseball fan or not, it's really a story not only about the Milwaukee Brewers, but about our city, Milwaukee. And I think it's very, very special. So this is my endorsement for the week. Go out and check this one out. It's a real special movie.
We're not going to cry at this movie, are we?
I did cry, Don.
Did you really?
I really admit that. Because, like I said, you think you know. You think you know. This is a team that we know the outcome. They lost the World Series, but there's much more to it than that. There's much more to the ending, how they led up to that. There are highs and lows, and in the end, you may shed a tear, but in the end, let me tell you, you'll walk out of that theater with a smile on your face after watching Just a Bit Outside, the story of the 1982 Milwaukee Brewers.
I remember that year. I had come to Wisconsin in 1980, but I remember that year, and wow. So it is playing at the Renaissance Theater in Racine, so people can catch it there. Well, that's great. All right. Got some retro releases coming up, too. The 50th anniversary of one of the most politically incorrect comedies ever, Blazing Saddles.
That's exactly right. The 50th anniversary, 1974, was when it was released. You can see it around Milwaukee and at the Renaissance this Sunday and Wednesday coming up. Mel Brooks is really on his game with this one. As you can imagine, it is politically incorrect. But let me tell you, Siobhan Little and Gene Wilder, just they are tremendous in this movie. Mel Brooks is great when you look at everything Mel Brooks did, from writing, from directing. He even wrote some of the songs in the movie. So when you look at everything that's here, it is parody, it is slapstick, it is farce, it's comedy, it's Western. It's all packaged in one. And it's a really interesting one. I think, you know, it is 50 years old, but still, you will come out of there laughing and chuckling as a result of this movie. So, Blazing Saddles, it's our box office kind of bring back. It's our classic bring back. And check it out this Sunday and Wednesday. It's really special to go watch these types of movies on the big screen.
Now, there's a lot of lines I can't say on the radio from that movie, but I do love the one where Mel Brooks is sitting at his desk, stamping papers, going, work, 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 work. I've quoted that many, many times when I'm sitting at a desk, going, work, 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 work. And you're right, Cleavon Little, very funny in the film, and everybody's good. Harvey Korman's in there, got a whole list of characters. Blazing Saddles. You know, they had one of the premieres for Blazing Saddles at a drive-in, and everybody who came in on horseback. Isn't that something?
That's right. 1974, that was at the Burbank, that was at a drive-in in Burbank, California. Yeah. They put a call out, and they said, if you come on horseback, it's free for you and the person on the horse and you. It is free if you can come to the drive-in with your horse. So
I felt bad for the person who had to clean up the drive-in after that. Normally, you just pick up, cups and everything and at a drive-in theater, wrappers. It was extra special cleanup after that night, though. Blazing Saddles, 50th anniversary. Is that playing at all the theaters?
It is playing around Wisconsin. It's playing at Renaissance. So go ahead and check that out.
Now, there's another one celebrating an anniversary, Harry Potter and the Sorcerer's Stone. I've never seen a Harry Potter's movie.
Well, you really should. They're some of the better movies that you will see in terms of fantasy, in terms of family films. There is eight of them, and we are bringing back all eight for eight consecutive weeks, and we are starting that off this week. So you can check out Harry Potter and the Sorcerer's Stone this week at the Renaissance. And let me tell you, it's just going to be fun for everyone to go see this. So last year we did this. We had phenomenal response. We got so many people telling us, when are you going to bring the series back again? We said, we'll bring it back. So the kids are going back to school. Pretty much every Harry Potter starts out with them going back to Hogwarts, to their school. So come on out and see us. It's every week for 8 weeks. We've got the Harry Potter films. And there's also a passport. So if you go on marcustheaters.com/passport, you can buy a passport that will get you all of these films for just $35. So that's eight films for $35. Go check it out. This is fun for any Harry Potter fan. And movies are special, and seeing them on the big screen is really special as well.
I thought on Friday the 13th, you would have done an entire 24 hours of Friday the 13th movies. All 24 hours, you have Friday the 13th movies on Friday the 13th. That would have been neat.
It certainly would have been. I don't remember how many there are. They're probably up to 10 or so. It would truly be a marathon if you had to go watch every single time Jason has appeared on screen.
Back in the mid-70s, we had a theater where I was. It was called the Union Grove Mini Movie Theater. It was a regular theater, but that's what they called it, the mini theater. And they ran 24 hours of rock movies, like rock and roll movies like Zachariah. I don't know if you remember that film. Easy Rider. Alice's Restaurant. They ran 24 hours of that, and they served breakfast in the lobby. And I didn't make it the 24 hours. I pooped out at like 3 or 4 in the morning and I went home. But there are people that lasted the full 24 hours of watching those movies. And again, the ticket admission price got you breakfast and everything. They had like rolls and Danish and stuff in the lobby, which was kind of neat. Okay. What was I going to say to you? Okay, before we get to the movie news, some upcoming movies on the radar, and I don't know how to pronounce this. I asked this the other day. They just said they call it Joker 2. But how do you pronounce the new Joker movie?
Joker Folie à Deux. And
say it again.
That's French. That's my best representation of what that will be. There's two great movies that I want to put on everyone's radar. The one is on sale. It is Joker Folie à Deux. And you really want to go check this one out. Of course, we have Joaquin Phoenix back as the Joker. And this time, Harley Quinn is played by Lady Gaga. This one's going to be thrilling. It's a crime drama. It's a musical. It's a thriller. Remember, Joker did phenomenally the first time that Joaquin played him. Here he comes back. I would expect nothing less than what you saw and maybe more from this one. So check that out. It's on sale now. It is Joker, Folie à Deux, and it is coming out on October 4th. So make your plans for that one. It will be the number one movie in early October, and it will be a great one to go see on screen.
And there's an SNL movie coming out too, right?
That's right. This one is called Saturday Night. And this is a real interesting feature in the fact that it is leading up to, and it has to do with, the first night or leading up to that first episode of Saturday Night Live. So this was October 11th, 1975. You had this troupe of young comedians and these writers, and what they're doing really had never been done before. And they had to convince a network that this could be done and they could carry this for 90 minutes consistently every single week. So it's a real neat one. Jason Reitman directs this one. And it stars people like William Dafoe and J.K. Simmons and just a bunch of other talent that is going to be in this movie. I think it's going to be really neat to check this out. Saturday Night Live is such a fabric of everyone's life. Even if you don't watch Saturday Night Live, you probably hear about what went on the next day. You probably get clips.
That's right.
There's
yeah.
always something. And, yeah. and think of how many people have come, whether it's Chevy Chase, Norm Macdonald, Adam Sandler, Chris Farley. You look at all the people.
Dan Aykroyd, John Belushi, Gilda Radner. I mean, and Eddie Murphy. The list goes on and on and on.
Look at what this has spurred since 1975. So October 4th, you have the Joker, Folie à Deux. October 11th, you have this one, which is Saturday Night. It's being released by Sony. As I said, directed by Jason Reitman. Put this one on your calendars. It should be special.
All right. More movie news. Got a lot more coming up. We got a remake, a second remake, third go round for a big Steve McQueen movie. We'll talk about that and more coming up in just a moment with Brett Hoffman of Marcus Theaters. I'm Don Rosen, 748 at WRJN, local news, timeless hits.
Fountain Hills Apartment in Racine has an incredibly rare opening of a one-bedroom apartment with a special extended 15-month lease. Fountain Hills in Mount Pleasant was named number one for senior living by senioradvisor.com. With amenities like on-site management and heated parking, Fountain Hills' top priority is safety with a locked lobby and thorough cleaning. Grab this rare one-bedroom apartment today at fountainhillsapartments.com or call 262-886-9200 right away.
Across Wisconsin, families are feeling the squeeze of rising prices. From groceries to gas, everything is more expensive. Families can't afford the things they need.
I'm Brian Stile. I'm working every day to get inflation under control and lower costs so you can keep more of your hard-earned money.
Brian Stile is standing shoulder to shoulder with our law enforcement, ensuring they have the resources needed to keep us safe.
I've always backed the blue. Our officers deserve our support as they work tirelessly on the front lines to keep our families and communities safe.
And when it comes to our veterans and seniors, Brian Stile is working to ensure they receive the care and benefits they've earned and deserve.
Wisconsin's veterans and seniors have given so much to our country. It's our duty to stand up for them, just as they stood up for us.
Brian Stile, working for Wisconsin's families, protecting our way of life.
I'm Brian Stile, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Stile for Wisconsin.
$1 million. That's big. Really big. This September, Pottawatomie Casino Hotel Milwaukee is handing out a cool million, and you've got a shot at winning your share. The big $1 million giveaway is here. Just play with your rewards card and you're entered to win. Couldn't be easier and couldn't be bigger. No wonder it's called the Big One. For more details, visit paysbig.com/big one. Must be 21 and a rewards member to play.
The Racine Civic Center and the Laughs on the Lake Comedy Series present Chastity, Washington, Friday, September 20th at Racine's Memorial Hall, 72 7th Street.
Don't get me wrong, I love the children I work with, but they are horrible human beings.
Racine Chastity on BET and the Just for Laughs Comedy Festival.
That's okay, because that's why I love Dodgeball Day Friday.
Joining Chastity are Mike Atchison and Elijah Holbrook. Don't miss the hilarious Chastity, Washington, Friday, September 20th at Racine's Memorial Hall. For tickets, go to the events page of festivalpark.com.
Hospice Alliance volunteers are often asked if it's difficult to support patients and families during life's most difficult time. They emphatically share that they are grateful to help their community and feel they receive more in return than they could ever give. Serving patients and families in Racine, Kenosha, Southern Milwaukee, and Eastern Walworth counties. If you'd like to learn more about Hospice Alliance's services or assisting in our mission, visit hospicealliance.org.
We're talking to Brett Hoffman from Marcus Theaters. We're talking movies every Friday morning. I love talking movies. My favorite topic. 30 years ago, Pulp Fiction was released, and also Quiz Show. Let's talk about that.
Yeah, September 10th, 1994, you had Pulp Fiction released, and then a few days later, on September 14th, you had Quiz Show released. Both of these are tremendous movies, and by the way, both of these are nominated for Best Picture that year, and remember, this is when there's only five nominations, so both of them were nominated alongside of Shawshank Redemption, Forrest Gump, and Four Weddings and a Funeral, and incidentally, they didn't win. Forrest Gump won, but looking back at these two pictures, they were so special between Quiz Show and Pulp Fiction, and I'll tell you, at any year, I would say Forrest Gump, Shawshank Redemption, Quiz Show, or Pulp Fiction could have won. And I think for many people, Pulp Fiction is a very important film because Quentin Tarantino was known for Reservoir Dogs, but he wasn't known in the mainstream. So when you look at Pulp Fiction, you look at what a special, stylized movie that was and the performances that he got out of Uma Thurman, Samuel Jackson, and John Travolta were just tremendous. And in fact, when you think about that, this was really a springboard for John Travolta. I mean, John Travolta was kind of meddling around. He wasn't a big name star anymore, but now this catapulted him basically into the second resurgence of his career with Pulp Fiction. It is a tremendous film from top to bottom from Quentin Tarantino. Arguably, some will say, I mean, it is my favorite Quentin Tarantino movie, although I'll tell you, I love pretty much everything that he's put out. So it's a very special movie. And who could debate between that and Quiz Show? And you and I were talking. This was also a very great movie to watch. It's not an action movie. It is, I consider the dialogue in this movie to just be so great, and the twists and the turns between both, you know, basically you've got all of these people, Ralph Fiennes and John Turturro and everyone, and it's the inner workings of this Quiz Show and how they're setting up people and
true story.
Is it a real show or not, and how does it go on? It is just so special to watch
this. Yeah, really, it's a true story of the Quiz Show scandals. Everybody's real in that movie. They use everybody's real names. Now, what was important to me about this film, Ralph Fiennes was just coming off Schindler's List, where he played the most vicious, sadistic Nazi murderer you ever want to see on screen. And then he was this nice guy in Quiz Show. And what an actor to pull that off. Now, he's in a new movie coming out called The Conclave, which is coming out soon, Ralph Fiennes. So he's in some really good movies. And so Quiz Show was a good movie. The Shawshank Redemption also came out. It's one of my favorite movies of all time. I watch it over and over and over and over again on DVD. I just love that film. And Morgan Freeman is just magnificent in that film. Either get busy living or get busy dying. Remember that film? Now, I'll tell you one little quick thing about Shawshank Redemption. My wife and I went to Mansfield, Ohio, and we went to the prison. It's a closed-down prison. It's not used anymore. And you can walk through it, and that's where they filmed almost the entire movie of Shawshank Redemption. You get to walk around by yourself. There's no electricity in the building, so you got to do it during the daytime. You can walk through that prison. You go into the room where that safe was in the wall with the warden. You can see the hole is still there. They have little plaques on the wall to tell you which scenes were filmed where. And the entire movie, with one exception, the actual jail cell scenes when they're in the jail cell, was filmed elsewhere because they didn't have the keys to the jail cells in that prison, the Mansfield Correctional Facility. So they had to film that down the road. And I just love that movie. Shawshank Redemption. Now, we've got we got a couple of movie news here. Let me get to some of the stories here, then we'll comment on them. Hugh Grant says he won't do any more studio movies. Can't stand the meddling from non-creative executives. We hear that from time to time. Judd Apatow directing a movie called Cola Wars, a movie about the rivalry between Pepsi and Coca-Cola. But Michael B. Jordan producing and starring in another remake of The Thomas Crown Affair. Let's talk about that one.
Well, that one's very special when you look at it. It looks like every 30 years they put out one of these. Because, you know, in 68, it was Steve McQueen and Faye Dunaway. In 99, it was Pierce Brosnan and Rene Russo. And here we go with Michael B. Jordan doing it here in this decade here. But, I mean, I think the story is timeless. I think you can reinvent it and put little tricks around how you have this gentleman that is going around and pulling off these heists. I think the story's neat enough. About every 30 years is probably okay for a reimagining of a film. But, I mean, I've loved both the first two. I can imagine I'll like this one. What do you think?
You know, I love the Steve McQueen one. The second one was sexier with Rene Russo and Pierce Brosnan. But the first one with Steve McQueen was genius, the way he set up these bank robberies. And nobody, he would bring the people in the room and shine a light in their face so they couldn't see who he was, and he changed his voice. So even if they were captured, all these people who had one thing to do in the bank robbery, if they were captured, it wouldn't matter because they didn't know who he was. And he pulled it off, not once, but twice in the movie, Steve McQueen. And Faye Dunaway played the investigator who was after him, and she didn't get him. She knew it. She knew, but she couldn't prove it. The Thomas Crown Affair. That'll be good to watch another reimagining of that movie. Hey, let me tell you about this. We've got today's Friday the 13th, and MovieWeb.com chose the best horror movies from every decade in American film history. The 1930s, they didn't pick Frankenstein. They picked Dracula. 1940s, they picked The Wolfman. The 1950s, one of my favorite horror movies. I have it on DVD. I watch it all the time. Vincent Price starring in The House on Haunted Hill. Not the remake. This is the original from 58. You ever see that one? House on Haunted Hill with Vincent Price?
You know, I've only seen the remake, so I got to go see the new one.
No, the original. No, forget the remake. Yeah. Get rid of that. Okay, in the 60s, they picked Psycho. Good movie. Fantastic. Legendary. I would have picked The Haunting with Robert Wise. Again, the original, not that crummy remake. But The Haunting, do you remember the original Robert Wise made? He made it between West Side Story and The Sound of Music. He made that horror movie. Do you remember the original with Julie Harris?
You know, I don't, but I will say Psycho has a special place.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know if people think, I think of it more as thriller than horror, but I understand.
All right, 1970s, they picked Halloween. For the 80s, they picked the John Carpenter remake of The Thing with Kurt Russell. That was good. The 1990s, Scream. The 2000s, American Psycho. That was with, what's the guy? The guy who played Batman. I can't think of his name.
It was Christian Bale.
Christian Bale in American Psycho. The 2010s, they picked The Conjuring. And the 2020s, they picked the movie I'm not familiar with, X.
That's a recent movie that A24 put out. It stars Mia Goth. It's a very important movie. You know, those are interesting selections because I'll say this much. The one I really want to key in, 1970s. To me, The Exorcist is one movie that just holds itself up under all circumstances. We bring it back every year. Every year people see this movie. You want to talk about movies that are 50 years old that stand the test of time and just terrify people? I would put The Exorcist as probably the finest horror movie ever, in my opinion, and it's not on that list.